Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I'm the senior pastor here at Island Community Church. Greetings. God bless. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for taking 30 minutes of your Wednesday to join me here together as we're tuning in today to God's frequency, WGOD. God is always broadcasting. He's always speaking. You always can hear a word from Him whenever you desire and whenever you go to where He speaks. And that is through His Word. That's what we're going to do here today. God has got a lot to say about this mysterious character known as the Antichrist. We're going to hear the rest of this sermon here today. If you'd like to hear this in its entirety, if you would like to send this to a friend, you can go to islandcommunitychurch.net. Click on the link there that says Past Sermons. You'll find it loaded right there on the top of the page. I just preached it on Sunday, and it is tomorrow's newspaper, The Antichrist. Here coming up Sunday, we're going to look at tomorrow's newspaper, The False Prophet, and the signs and wonders that this guy is going to do. The Bible tells us he deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. This guy can call fire down out of heaven. Hasn't been seen since Elijah did it. This is why I think he's going to say that he is Elijah. He also, we read in Revelation 13, verse 14, that he has the power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. What a time on earth. That's what we're looking at this Sunday morning. You can watch that by either coming here to church in person. I invite you Sunday morning, 10:30, 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. That's Island Community Church. 10:30 a.m. this Sunday, that's the sermon, should I live long enough to preach it. Also, you can watch it live on the Island Community Church Facebook page. That'll kick off live right around 10:35. You also can view it on Island Community Church's YouTube page come Sunday afternoon. You'll find it on there as well. So, all right, well, here it is Wednesday. If it's 5:30 on Wednesday, you have got about 27 minutes now to turn your car and point it to Island Community Church. Why don't you come by and take part in our Bible study tonight? We're in Acts chapter 5 and then chapter 6. You're invited. We'd love to see you here tonight, 6 o'clock, Island Community Church. Okay, this is the rest of this message now. Let's hear the rest of this. This is tomorrow's newspaper, The Antichrist. Here's a late addition to this. If the man does not have the desire for women, could that mean he is a pope or a Catholic priest? Oh, wait, they're gay too. But they said, oh, there's nothing to see here. We know only 7% of all Catholic priests are gay child molesters. There's nothing to see. I call that a problem. But what do? Send him to another parish where no one's heard of him. This malignant spirit's infecting people all around us. This is how you can spot one of them. They don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. And you're seeing sexual preference? I'm not making this stuff up. It's in the Word. Would that surprise you now? Notice we're batting 1,000 regarding popes. Comes from Rome, and he doesn't give a rip about women. We're 2 for 2. Point number 3. The Antichrist is dead or has already lived.
Revelation chapter 11, verse 7. We looked at this, wasn't it last week? The two witnesses. Now remember, before I read this verse, the book of Revelation is a book of symbols. Understand the symbol, you'll understand the book. The dragon is who, church? The lamb is who? The beast is who? Antichrist. So when you read, it says, I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, and he had two horns. He had, how does it go again? I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. That's easy to understand. That's a counterfeit Christian. Someone who's going to pretend to be a Christian, but inside they're going to be a dragon. So understand the symbolism, understand what the symbols mean, and then you'll understand the book of Revelation. Now let me read this verse. When the two witnesses finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit, notice where he comes from. Notice he doesn't come from Long Island or Houston. Why would it surprise you that he's supernatural? When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. Their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. So again, why would this surprise you if this man's already lived? We've looked in the past at all of God's end times players who have been on standby in God's green room for countless generations, waiting for this day to come. The two witnesses were supernatural. They were alive in the days of the prophets. So again, why would this point surprise you? Build your dossier here. Refer to it often. Don't expect him to originate from Jerusalem or Babylon. He ascends, out of the bottomless pit. He might come out of Rome, but he's ascending out of the bottomless pit. He's already lived. And from the bottomless pit, he will return. Only thing is, he's taken 5 billion people with him. He's taken as many with him as you guys didn't reach. He's taking as many with him that you guys didn't reach. Also, Revelation 13:3 says he has a mortal head wound. All right, number four, the Antichrist will blaspheme God and those who dwell in heaven. The Antichrist is number four. The Antichrist will blaspheme God and those that dwell in heaven. Scripture verse, Revelation 13:6. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those that dwell in heaven. Now, there's an odd one, if you ask me. Blaspheme God, I could see that man doing that. People blaspheme God all the time. All they do is hit their thumb with a hammer. But blaspheme those that dwell in heaven? Think about that. Nobody does that. No one has ever done that. Have you ever heard anyone shake an angry fist and say, darn those people up in heaven? Who says that? Perhaps something has happened to the people here on earth for him to do that. Maybe this is right after the rapture. There's some reason why this guy is angry at the people that are in heaven. I'm just speculating on that. Number five, the world is intrigued with him. The world is intrigued with him. Revelation 13:3. I saw one of his heads. Now remember, he's a world ruler. He just represents a bunch of different countries, like perhaps the European Union or something. It doesn't mean he's Gidra, the three-headed Antichrist. Symbolic. I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. Kind of like our former president, Barack Obama, when he was first elected. Hope and change. Yeah, right. Who said that? You need to be a preacher. You already are, for that matter. But let me add, too, perhaps the reason they are intrigued with him is because it seems like perhaps he died and came to life again. Sort of like seeing Osama bin Laden again. Or maybe John F. Kennedy. I mean, what would the world do if John F. Kennedy showed up at the Vatican and said he was God? It's to this magnitude. This guy is going to rise up from the dead. I see his nephew, Robert Jr., is running for president. Best Democrat I've seen run for president in nigh on 100 years. He is. Would the world marvel if JFK was his running mate? A 40-year-old John F. Kennedy? Intriguing, to say the least. We haven't seen people rise from the dead in our lifetime. Now, next week's sermon, we're going through all this again. It's going to be on the false prophet. Revelation 13, it says he has the ability to give life. He gave life, Revelation 13, 14. He gave life to the image of the beast and caused all the people out here to worship this guy. So we haven't seen nothing yet, but the time is coming where these supernatural things are going to be taking place here on earth. Look at these two witnesses. Fire comes out of their mouth to kill people. No one can kill them. Now you got this guy that ascends out of the bottomless pit. To say the least, the world is going to be intrigued with this guy. Now we, or who the Antichrist is, I do not know. But the response to him, I do not need to guess. I've got the answer right here in the Word of God. All the world marvels because his mortal head wound was healed. Because this man comes back from the dead. Ever seen that happen? Number six. The Antichrist will rule for 3.5 years. The Antichrist will rule for 3.5 years. Revelation 13, 5. He was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. He was given authority to continue for 42 months. Just like the two witnesses. Also, God bless you. Also, Daniel 7, 25. He will speak pompous words against the Most High. He will persecute the saints. Wow. Uh-oh. Looks like there's Christians still on the earth. He shall persecute the saints of El Elyon and will intend to change times and law. Then the saints will be given into his hand for a time, times, and half a time, 3.5 years. Church, this man could very well not know how long he's going to rule, but you do. You know it. You know it all. That's kind of awesome, isn't it? You're part of the 1%. That is part of the 1% who knows the Word of God and won't be deceived when this kind of stuff happens. You've got, here we go again, church. You've got tomorrow's newspaper delivered today. Win, place, and show. For every race, the 99% out here will say, keep your newspaper. I'll pick my own winners. How did you do when you guys picked your own winners? Should I just speak for myself?
Not very good.
So he reigns for 3.5 years, just like the two witnesses we looked at last week, who prophesy for the same time period, probably at the same time. Probably this is going on at the earth on the same time as these two cats in Jerusalem preaching for 3.5 years. And then you got this Antichrist all bent out of shape and mad for 3.5 years. All right, number 7. The Antichrist will negotiate a 7-year peace treaty involving Israel. Again, the Antichrist will negotiate a 7-year peace deal or peace treaty involving Israel. Daniel 9:27. Then he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Now, a week is a week of years. 7 years. Hebrew word Shabuah. But in the middle of the week, that's 3.5 years in, he will bring an end to sacrifice and offering. You see, once this deal is signed, then you'll know. Number 8. The Antichrist will say he is God. The Antichrist will say he is God. 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Speaking of him, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So let's add 2 and 2 here today. If this man sits as God in God's temple, showing himself that he is God, who are people going to think that he is? I'll even give you multiple choice. A, or number 1, A, Babe Ruth. B, Charlton Heston. C, Yosemite Sam. Great horny toads. Or D, God. God. I'll put the number who are deceived by this conservatively at 2 billion people. 2 billion people. Number 9, God will see to it you believe number 8 if you reject his son. God will see to it you believe number 8 if you reject his son. Scripture verse, it's on your handout for you to read. Says this, the coming of the lawless one, Paul's name for this man. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, all right? That goes to show you he's not the devil, but he's the devil's henchman. This unholy trinity that's going to be operating at this time. Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet. So the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because, look at why people are going to die at the end of the age. Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now, how is this for a reason to die for? People are going to die at the end of the age for refusing the love of Jesus Christ. What a thing to die for. Not your sins. They've already been atoned for. People are going to die at the end of the age for refusing love. It's right here in the Word. Because they did not receive the love of the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Because they did not receive a love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, that's verse 11, for this reason, that is, refusing love for saying no to Jesus, that you're bent out of shape, that God loves you, that's the reason. You see, if you think that, friend, you've been deceived. You're upset that God loves you. You're upset the charge over all of you. And you watching here on the internet or hearing on the radio, the charge over you today is that God loves you. That's the charge over you. I'll take it too, Captain. Something is required of you. And you don't have to burn one calorie to get it. All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord. That's it. That's the charge over us all. And that shows you how deceived these people are. Remember, he deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. People are snowed out here. They've been tricked into thinking God is some killjoy or something. God loves you. All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord. Again, verse 11, for this reason, and look what happens. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion. And look at the end result for being deceived. So that they should believe the lie. Guess what the lie is? Antichrist is God. Antichrist is God. If you say no to his son, if you are upset that God loves you and you reject his son, the Bible says that God is going to send you, not the devil. The devil's not going to deceive you. He's already deceived you, got you to this point. Everyone's going to have an opportunity. God's going to wipe this smoke away from you and give you the chance. You're going to wake up sober for a minute and have the chance to decide what you're going to do about Jesus. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie and so that everyone might be, King James says, everyone might be damned who did not believe the truth. But took pleasure in unrighteousness. Now God's going to use this man to separate the wheat from the goats, the sheep from the goats, the wheat from the tares, the same as they used parables to do it back in his ministry. As for point number 9, Revelation 13:8, in case you're wondering, it says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, thank God, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. All the people that you neglected to reach are going to worship him. All that dwell on the earth that aren't Christians, that means all the unbelievers are going to worship him. All the atheists are going to worship him. All the angry atheists are going to worship him. All the astronomers who say Christianity or religion is a crutch for weak people, they're all going to bow their knee and worship at the throne of Antichrist. All those that don't give a rip about religion, they've never believed in God, or as they would call it, a personal deity. All that dwell on the earth will worship him. All right, there's our list. Chilling words today as we part company here this morning. All that dwell on the earth will worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So I need to ask you a question this morning as we part company, and that is your name in the book this morning? Is your name in the book? When the roll is called up yonder, will they call your name? You guys watching on the internet or on Facebook or hearing on the radio, are they going to call your name when the roll is called up yonder? Is your name in the book? Don't be deceived by the enemy. All you have to do is call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Is that you? Let's pray this morning.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
Sometimes Joyce and I will be in a disagreement. We'll be sitting there at the kitchen table. It'll get tense. And she'll say to me, Adrian, you're wrong. No, I'm not wrong. She says, you are wrong. But I can't prove you're wrong because you can talk better than I can. But I know you're wrong. I said, well, I'm not wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4, dot, 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 bang, 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 bang. Gets tense. I say, well, let's just stop for a while. I go in my study and try and prepare a sermon. Ha. Try to read, try to do something else. I can't do it. So I say, Lord, did you see what went on in there? He says, yeah, you were wrong. Me? Yeah, you! I have to go back. Honey, I was wrong. Forgive me. She says, I forgive you. Prayer will do that, friend. If you'll be honest with God, just honest, and let God speak to you. Your marriage can be a marriage that will stay together as you have that commitment, that communion, that confrontation, all sheltered over with His great love.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
Crying for heaven to come to.